சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பரா. ஓம்.
ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 5.
நோதேதி நாஸ்தமேத்யேஷாம் ந வ்ருத்திம் யாதி ந க்ஷயம். ஸ்வயம் விபாத்ய தான்யானி பாசயேத் சாதனம் வினா.
We are seeing the constituents of the individual personality. What are the components are there in human existence? The components we saw are sense organs, mind and the sakshi. Among all these things, we are going to see their nature, their reality, their function, their origination, how they come into existence, how they function. This sort of analyzation helps to oneself to know one's own real nature. Knowing the components of one's own personality helps to know the real nature, which one is real, which one is unreal. By knowing that real entity, by knowing that unreal entity as unreal, real entity as real, and owning up the real is the solution to come out of sorrow. Finally, what is the product, outcome? Dukkha nivritti, sukha prapti. To make use of this life more, a better way, to live peacefully, happily, shanti sukham, that is possible only through the self-knowledge, nothing else. That is the aim of Vedas. Vedas, we take it as a manual. They want to help the human being. Oh, human beings, you can enjoy your life. I have given this world to you. You all enjoy, but know what you are to enjoy. Therefore, here in this verse, the sakshi nature is that it will never rise, it will never disappear. Na udeti, na astameti. It doesn't rise, it doesn't dissolve, or it doesn't disappear. Esha vriddhim nayati. It will never grow, or it will never perish. That means evenness, it is always same as it is. There is no growth, there is no decay. Then second line, the author says, so by saying na udeti na astameti, that time limitation is negated. Navudeti nastameti, the time limitation is negated. That kala aparichinnaha sakshi atma. By saying na vriddhim yati na kshayam yati, by saying that the space-wise limitation is also negated. To grow, to expand, to decrease, you require a spatial expansion. It will never expand, it will never contract. So space-wise limitation also not there. Swayam vibhati. Swayam means by itself. Self-illumining. Self-illuminator. Vibhati means shining. Self-illuminator. At the same time, anyani bhasayet. Illumines the other objects. Anyani bhasayet. Anyani means other things. It helps to the mind. That mind is evident because of consciousness. Sense organs are evident because of consciousness. All objects are evident because of consciousness. Bhasayeti means is the cause for the illumining the other objects. So illumination here, we should not take it as an action. It is not an action to illumine. Sun never does an action. Today I want to illumine Sringeri. That plan is not there. There is no will, there is no effort at all. So the magnet also never planned to attract the iron pieces. The presence of magnet, all these iron pieces, they got attracted to that magnet. Sun also never planned to illumine the world. Similarly, this sakshi, that consciousness, is also never planned, never will to illumine the mind, sense organs. Sakshi will never plan. Swayam bhasati and swayam vibhati, by itself it shines and helps other objects also to illumine. How to know that? Eyes are seeing and saying that is a tree. The tree knowledge I am getting. So illumination, the sakshi, the chaitanyam pervades the tree through the eyes. Eyes are capable of seeing the tree, getting the knowledge that is a tree. So I know it is a tree. That knowledge is called illumination. So just as the light beams go and pervade the object, this Atma Swarupam, consciousness pervades through the eyes and occupies the tree. Therefore you say, I am conscious of the tree. That means what? The chaitanyam through the eyes gone and pervades the tree. And that eyes are able to pervade the tree because of the mind. Mind has borrowed that sentiency from the consciousness and it illumines. Then it lends the consciousness to the eyes and the eyes pervade the tree. So now you see the consciousness, mind, sense organ and the tree, for example. So this is self-evident, self-illumining entity. It shines by itself and because of its presence, mind also gets that illumination. So swayam vibhati. Yatha, the same way, anyani vibhati. It is self-illumining and illumines the other objects. just as the sun is Swayam Prakash and making other objects evident. That is Anyani Bhasayati, self-illumining and illumining the other objects. Bhasayet, illumining the other objects. How? Sadhanam Vinana, without any sadhanam, instrument. So, eyes require that mind's help. Antahkaranam, the instrument, the mind is required for the function of the eyes. That eyes to pervade the tree, what it requires? Mind behind. So, mind require what? Sakshi. Sakshi require what? Nothing. So, that is called Swayam Vibhati. Clear? So, these eyes are depending on the mind. Mind is depending on that Sakshi. But Sakshi is not depending on anything. The Swayam Vibhati. Anyani Bhasayet. Sadhanam Vina. Without any sadhanam, instrument. Vina. Next shloka we will read. Shloka number 6.
Chichaya Veshato Vriddhau.
Sorry, Buddhau.
Veshato Buddhau Bhanam Dhistu Dvithasthitam.
Bhanam Dhistu Dvithasthitam.
Ekaham Krutiranya Syat.
Ekaham Krutiranya Syat.
Antahkarana Rupini.
Antahkarana Rupini.
Here alone, the other scientists and Vedantic views are different. The Sakshi is that original, ever evident, eternal. And these scientists says the consciousness is a phenomenon take place when the brain starts functioning. So, consciousness also has got Udeti Astamet. So, they never agree. There is a consciousness entity which is permanent. There is no permanent thing at all for them. That idea, what they think is that RC, reflected consciousness, they take it is permanent and they don't have any other OC. Original consciousness. So the RC disappears, RC comes, that is the final for them. So therefore, we don't want to enter into that discussion at present. Now we'll postpone it. So don't get any confusions, okay? We don't have confusion, Swamini, you are confusing us. Yes, it came in my mind unnecessarily. I don't want to disturb you. Okay. Now we look into this shloka.
Chichaya aveshataha buddhau.
That buddhau, you have to write third dha also. Third dha and fourth dha. Tatha dha. Third dha is there. Buddhau. Buddhau they have given. You have to write third, fourth dha also. Buddhau. Tatha dadha. Fourth one. Buddhau means in the mind. In the buddhi. See here, sometimes buddhi we use it as intelligence, sometimes as mind. That is antahkaranam put together. Okay? Either buddhi or mind. You can take. Chichaya means chidabhasa ityarthaha. Chit means consciousness. Chaya means reflection. Chichaya, reflected consciousness.
புத்தௌ ஆவேஷதா.
இன் த இன்டலெக்ட்
ஆவேஷதா மீன்ஸ் இட் என்டர்ஸ் ஆஸ் இட் வர். ஆவேஷதா
ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் என்டர்ஸ். பை என்டரிங் வாட் இட் டஸ், பானம் தீஹி து த்விதா ஸ்திதா. தீஹி மீன்ஸ் தட் இன்டெலிஜென்ஸ். ஒன்ஸ் தட் சிதாபாசா என்டர்ஸ் இன் திஸ் புத்தி, த மைண்ட் ஈஸ் தேர். ஹியர் வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த டூ திங்ஸ். ஏக ஃபஸ்ட் ஒன் இஸ் அகங்கிருதி. டூ போர்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் இன் திஸ் மைண்ட். ஒன் இஸ் மைண்ட் திரவிய அம்ச, ஏகா அகங்கிருதி. அன்யா அந்தகரண ரூபிணி. டூ ஆர் தேர், த்விதா மீன்ஸ் டூ. டூ ஆர் தேர், த்விதா ஸ்திதா மீன்ஸ் டூ ஆர் அவைலபிள். வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் டூ? மைண்ட் இஸ் தேர், தட் இஸ் மைண்ட். அண்ட் தட் மைண்ட், த மெட்டீரியல் திரவியம் இஸ் கால்ட் ஒன் டைப் திரவிய அம்ச. சப்ஸ்டென்ஸ், த மைண்ட் சப்ஸ்டென்ஸ் திரவிய அம்ச. திரவியம் அம்ச இஸ் ஏகா, ஒன் டைப். அண்ட் த செகண்ட் இஸ் அந்தகரண ரூபிணி. அந்தகரண ரூபிணி மீன்ஸ் விருத்தி அம்ச. தட் அந்தகரண விருத்தி வில் அரைஸ். விருத்தி மீன்ஸ் thought. Thought will arise. Just as in the mirror, without mirror, your reflection is not possible. So the mirror is the dravyam, source, to form a reflection. Similarly, the mind is like a mirror. In that, this reflection form, that is called reflected consciousness. Whose reflection? Atma or consciousness or Sakshi, reflection take place. When you stand in front of the mirror, whose reflection form in the mirror? Your face. So you never plan. No? Mirrors are there, just you are walking, your form will take place in that. So it's a presence. Your presence, that mirror has a capacity to form your reflection. Similarly, mind also, a dravya amsa, has got a capacity to bring that reflected consciousness, and that atma chaitanya reflection will form. So atma reflection, what will happen? That reflection vritti will come, the thought will take place in that. Thoughts will arise. How அகங்கிருத்திஹி means I am, அகங்காரா, ego. That functional அகங்காரா. Ego means not here pride. Ego means here functional அகங்காரா. I am the doer. அகம் கர்த்தா இதி அகங்கிருத்திஹி. So in that அகம் கர்த்தா அகங்கிருத்திஹி, the thoughts are arising one by one, one by one, one by one. I am the doer. I am the eater, I am the singer, I am the listener. See, all these thoughts are coming. One by one, one by one, one by one. Thousands and millions of thoughts are arising in this dravya amsha. Eka ahankritihi. And then thoughts, different thoughts will arise. So, eka ahankritihi, anya, other is antahkarana rupini syat vritti amsha. So first and second seers we are talking. No deti nastame deti, over. That is about sakshi. It will not rise, it will not set. It is no much biography for sakshi. Whole biography is only to this seer one, seer two. Problem creators. So therefore we have to talk more, we have to learn more, we have to dissolve them. Totally, we have to dissolve. Therefore, who is creating problem only we have to dissolve. Who is not creating, we don't bother. We never know also they are there. Like our joints, no? We don't know we have knee joints. We don't have that feeling also. When they give pain only, we know. Like that, some people, when they give pain only, we know they are there. As mother, this seer one, seer two are like that. They always give problems. That's why here says, Eka ahankritihi antahkarana rupini syat anya. These are the. So, mind is the matter, inert principle. Here we can compare to that consciousness to the sun, moon to the mind. Adike moodi ennu solluva. Mind is the moon, moodi kada chandram. Presiding deity of the mind is chandra. So that how that moon borrows the light and illumines the earth. Similarly, mind, like moon, borrows the consciousness, that is like sun, and it illumines all the objects through the sense organs. Non and udane thoughts will come. So first, the base is required to do. Like you want to do dance, you require what? Stage. Stage performance ki, and the stage illena oru dance panna mudiyadhu. Any type of dance, what you require? Stage. So, manas is the stage. And that stage, all these thoughts are coming and dancing. You know. That is the meaning here. Next shloka. That is Chaya Pravesa has taken place now. So, the drama is going to begin. Okay. Chaya Pravesa means Chit Pratibimba. Another name. Chit Chaya or Chidabhasa or Pratibimba. Chit Pratibimba, reflection. Reflection is real or original is real? Original is real. Bhanam Dhihi means, it illumines the intelligence, intellect. Buddhau Bhanam means, when it shines in the buddhi, that buddhi is divided into two. That which buddhi, in which consciousness is evident, that buddhi has two amshas. So, buddhau bhanam means it is, close that. Seventh shloka we will read. So that he is going to elaborate. Ahankritihi antahkarana rupini, he is going to elaborate.
Chaya hankara yoraikyam. Taptaya pindavan matam. Tadaham kara tadatmyatim. Deha chetana tamagatim. In second line, deha chetana tana. Dehaha chetanatam agat. Chetanatam agat. Now he says, Chaya ahankarayoho aikyam. Chaya means reflection. Ahankaram means that mind. Here you see the mind, it has got 1, 2, 3 tadatmyam. What are those 1, 2, 3? He is going to say, Aikya means identity. that vritti amsha and dravya amsha, mind is associated with physical body. This chidabhasa chaya, reflected consciousness, ahankarayoho aikyam. The mind and chidabhasa are inseparable. Reflection. You cannot separate the reflection and the medium. Both are inseparable. So chaya means reflection, ahankara means that mind, aikya means both are together, like tapta ayaha pindavat matam. The wise people consider, matam means they consider, the wise people say, these both are like inseparable, like that iron ball when you put in that fire. Tapta means when you put in the fire, the burning iron ball. When you put in that iron, it takes the brightness and heat both. That iron ball appears like a red ball, fire ball. Really, it is an iron ball, but it has borrowed the light and heat from the fire. Once it borrows the heat and light from that fire, now it is become tadatmyam. The iron ball is really borrowed the heat and brightness from the fire. It has no original brightness, it has no original heat of its own, borrowed from the fire. Therefore, this mind also borrows that reflection, means sentiency. Reflection is nothing but sentience. It becomes active. It is a borrowed activeness. It has borrowed because it is inert by itself. It cannot function by itself. So that what will happen? Mind expands and contracts. Each thought expands and contracts. Like beam, lights, no, rays, goes and come back, goes and come back. Similarly, our thoughts also expand. If I see that side, thought goes there, it expands. If I see this side only, thought contracts. The distance contracts, objects are also changing. So it has got contraction and expansion. So expanding and contracting part of the mind, like rays of the sun, we can take, is called vritti amsha. And dravya amsha and vritti amsha both are inert. Mind is also inert. The thought form in the mind is also inert. Reflection in the mirror is inert or not? Inert only. So, it is not original. It is only reflection. So, both are inert only. So, dravya amsha and vritti amsha are inert in nature. They both become sentient because of what? Chaitanya, consciousness. Chaya, ahankarayoho, aikyam. They both are together. Tapta, ayaha means iron ball. Tapta means that which was kept in the fire. Tapta means burnt. Pindamana and the ball. Ayo pindamana, iron ball. Vat means comparable to. They are comparable to. You cannot separate that iron ball from the heat and fire, when heat and brightness, like that they are together. Tat ahankara tadatmyat. Once it has got tadatmya, means identity, oneness, what will happen? This ahankara tadatmyat, deha will become sentient. Body will become sentient. Deha chetanatam agat. The body will become sentient. So therefore, every physical body is, alive physical body is backed by the mind, sentient mind. The sentient mind is backed by the sentient consciousness. consciousness, sentiency goes to the mind, that mind gives to the body, that body will become active.
நமக்கு இதெல்லாம் தெரியாது, நமக்கு பசி வரும் அவ்வளோதான் சாப்பிடுவோம்.
கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் டு ஃபங்க்ஷன் திஸ் பாடி, மேக் த பாடி ஃபங்க்ஷன், திஸ் அந்தகரணம் வில் ஹெல்ப், மைண்ட் வில் ஹெல்ப். சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் வீசே, சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம், சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் வில் ஹெல்ப், வில் ஹெல்ப் திஸ் பாடி டு த ஸ்தூல சரீரம் டு ஃபங்க்ஷன் வித் த ஹெல்ப் ஆஃப் வாட்? Consciousness. Chetana agat. How do I know this thought arise? Thought, that sukshma shariram, that reflection consciousness, in Kathopanishad we saw, the reflected consciousness alone will disappear. No? When body is dead, what happens really? Which thing, which one goes, seer number one goes or seer number two will go? Seer number two will go. That consciousness is all pervading. Since it is all pervading, it cannot travel. It will not go. So what will travel? Sukshma sariram only will travel. That sukshma sariram only, that reflected consciousness. The reflected consciousness leave this body, dissociate from the body, it travels. Can you separate that reflected consciousness from this original consciousness? You cannot. Because the mind, Dravya Amsha, is there. So wherever there is Dravya Amsha, mind instrument is there, there this reflection forms. Because this consciousness is all pervading. How do you know, Swamini, have you seen? Nana? If I see, it is not a sukshmam, it is thulam. So no one can see that sukshma, the manas, you know, it is subtle. Therefore, other people never agree with this. But Shastra says, Shastra is one's own pratiksha anubhava. You have to understand that, that is evident. You cannot convince the people just by arguing with them. So, that reflected consciousness alone travels, alone moves. Not the original consciousness, it is there. This is the reflection forms. I am able to see now, this reflection is formed in the mind and it activates the brain and it starts that buddhi is functioning, immediately you will get that knowledge. So, it takes place. Tadahankara tadatmya. This is the tadatmya means oneness. Pirikka mudiyadu anartham. Tadatmya enna? Pirikka mudiyadu. Like our Swamiji says, you know, traditional, ideal couple. You cannot separate them as long as they live. As long as they live, wife and husband, ideal couple, you cannot separate them. You cannot give just like them, the diverse, you know. So, similarly, this reflected consciousness and the mind, you cannot separate. As long as the mind is there, reflected consciousness will be there. Why reflected consciousness? Because consciousness is all-pervading. This mind has got the capacity to reflect the consciousness. Engenga manas irukkumo angenga sidhabhasam irundhudha aagum mana. பிரிக்க முடியாதது. அப்ப என்ன பண்ணணும் சுவாமி? இருந்துட்டு இருக்குமே, இதுக்கு அவருக்கு நோ எண்ட்னா. We don't say it is eternal at the same time. We don't say it is eternal. Even though tadatmyam is there, as long as you give the reality to the mind, that chidabhasa also is real. Reflected consciousness is also real. That alone they call it as jiva. இப்போ புரியுறத ஜீவன் என்னென்ன நடந்தோம், ஜீவன் என்ன, அந்த ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். வி கிவ் ரியாலிட்டி டு த ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் அண்ட் வி கிவ் ரியாலிட்டி டு தட் மைண்ட் அண்ட் தட் அலோன் ட்ராவல்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் ஸ்ரார்த்தம் கர்மா எவ்ரி திங் தே டூ பர்ஃபார்ம் டு ஹோம் தட் சிதாபாச. பொய்யான சிதாபாசக்கு எல்லாமே பண்ணுறோம். But when, as long as I think it is real, you have to do all those things because it causes pain.
It causes pain because I am giving reality to that. Therefore, I have to falsify the mind. Then only the reflected consciousness resolves. The reflected consciousness will be there as long as I give that reality to that dravya amsha mind. Then mind is the dravya amsham. Adhula irukkira chidabhasam is the vritti amsha. That vritti amsha is also giving pain to us because I am giving reality to that. That is why in this shloka he has given that both are inseparable. Both are means who are they? That dravya amsha, manas dravya amsha and vritti amsha. The vritti is because of whom? Chidabhas. It has got a capacity to give rise for those thoughts. Tadatmyat means the mind become sentient. Next shloka, 8th shloka.
Ahankarasya tadatmyam. Chichaya deha sakshibhihi. Sahajam karmajam bhrantihi.
So I will read together.
Sahajam karmajam bhrantihi. Karmajam bhranti janyam cha trividham kramat.
Bhranti hi is not necessary. Bhranti is enough. There is no repha. Bhranti janyam. Bhranti. Sahajam karmajam bhranti. Janyam cha trividham kramat. So, chaya ahankarayoho. Chaya means RC, ahankara means mind, that is material. Both of their oneness. Now we can see the seer number 1 is formed because of external world. Seer number 1 is formed because of external world. How do you know this external world is there? Seeing. The seer number 2 is formed because of seer number 1, Sakshi. So, seer number 3 is formed because of seer number 2, we can say. Seer number 2 is formed because of seer number 1. Because of seer number 3, seer number 2 is formed. Because of seer number 3, seer number 2 is formed. Who is seer number 3? Sakshi. Because of seer number 3, the Sakshi, seer number 2 is formed and the mind is formed. Because of seer number 2, the mind, who is formed? Seer number 1 is formed. So, because of seer number 1, world is experienced. So, ipdi vandom pinnadi nindu munnadi vandom avladha 1 2 3 sonna ipo 3 2 1. Because of seer number 3, Sakshi, seer number 2 is formed. Because of seer number 2, the mind, seer number 1, sense organs formed. Because of seer number 1, sense organs, world is experienced. World is experienced. இதெல்லாம் நம்ம டெய்லி ஈஸியா பண்ற வேலை தான். இது என்னமோ படிச்சா கொஞ்சம் கஷ்டமா தோன்றது. பட் ரொம்ப கேஷுவலி வி ஆர் டூயிங் எவ்ரிடே. என்ன சுவாமி, நீ சியர் நம்பர் 1, 2, 3 இல்லாமலே வேலை நடக்கிறதே என்ன? So, okay, it is going on, but we should know the difference between all of them. Who is the real? Then we have to find out the Raja. Who is Raja? Sakshi. Ah, wow. That means you are all Raja, na?
Raja Vaibhavaman. So, where the mind is, RC is. Wherever there is mind, Dravya Amsha, what will take place? Reflection take place. Wherever the mind is, there is RC. Then wherever the mind is, wherever that mind is, mind alive means what? OC is. Wherever the mind is, that mind is active because of OC. Because OC is ever available. That's why it is called OC. Chumma kadikirathu, no? Is available. So, Dravya Rupa Amsha. Now, we have to see, there's some more factors I will explain. You can note. Since the mind is Sukshma Dravyam, since the mind is Sukshma Dravyam means it's very, very subtle matter, its presence, its travel is invisible. This is a factor number one. What we say, this presence of the subtle mind, it's a travel, it's a presence, it's availability, it's a travel, because it is invisible, Shastram alone is Pramanam. Some people, those who never accept the Shastra, they will not accept this also. The Sukshma Sariram travel they will not accept, Sukshma Sariram presence they will not accept. Therefore, Shastra, whoever accepts, only they will accept this Sukshma Sariram and its travel. Otherwise, they won't accept it. Yeah. Quitting the body also, they don't accept. We say it's quitting the body. They say we never accept it is quitting the body. How do you know? Then we ask the question, quitting the body when you don't accept, it is available in the body, presence in the body also, how can you accept? Quitting the body also invisible. It is presenting, it's available in the body is also invisible. How can you accept? We accept because it is Shastra Pramanam is there. Until you come to that conclusion, you have to rely upon the Shastra. So initial stage itself, I negate Shastra, I cannot get the clue at all. That is that first factor. Second factor is, mind is associated with Chidabhasa just as the mirror is associated with the reflected face. Mind is associated with Chidabhasa just as the reflected face is associated with what? Mirror. Sentence you can go and think over. That's why. Reflected face is connected to mirror. Similarly, reflected face is associated with the mirror. Similarly, this Chidabhasa is associated with the mind. Our mind is associated with the Chidabhasa. Both are inseparable. So, Dravya Rupa Manaha, substantial part, and the second part of the mind is thought part, which is rising and falling in the mind. That vritti is falling and rising in the mind. Like waves in the ocean, the waves come and go. Our thoughts are also like waves, tarangams, they rise and go. So, when this Dravya Amsha is associated, the Dravya Amsha, the mind remains in the body, alone the vrittis will take place. So, it requires a source, the body, sthula shariram, adikulla sukshma shariram, Dravya Amsha, mind, and the thoughts will arise. So, once the sthula shariram is not there, suppose, what will happen? There is no need of this Sukshma Sariram to exhaust that Sukshma Sariram to exhaust its karma, prarabdha karma. There is no body. So until it gets another body, it is go on moving here and there. It is going to tell in this verse,
Ahankarasya tadatmyam. The mind and original are intimately connected.
Tadatmyam chichaya. Mind plus body, number one. Mind plus reflected consciousness, number two. Mind plus original consciousness. Medium number one, medium number two, medium number three, we have seen long before.
He says, mind has got borrowed consciousness, that mind plus original consciousness. The mind has got reflected consciousness, therefore mind plus RC. Mind plus OC, mind plus RC, then Deha is connected to the Sukshma Sariram, that is mind. So the mind plus body, Deha. These three are formed. So which one? Body, the mind and RC. What they are doing here now?
Ahankarasya tadatmyam. With what? The mind has got tadatmyam with chit, with consciousness. Because since consciousness is all pervading, the mind also has got tadatmyam with both are intimately together, inseparable as it were. Inseparable, chit, consciousness. Chaya means reflection. Chaya means reflection. Deha means body. Chichaya we can take one. Okay, sorry. Chichaya we can take RC put together. Deha means body, the medium, RM. Sakshi means OC. With all these three, this ahankara, the mind is associated. The dravya amsha, mind, is associated with sakshi, OC, original consciousness. The mind is associated with the body, that reflected medium, then sthula shariram, deha, and the mind is connected with reflected consciousness. The mood irukku. So what is their role here? Na? One is sahajam. Sahajam means very naturally form. Sahajam. Sahaja means naturally form. The first pair, he says, first pair is ahankara plus reflected consciousness. Mind and RC is the first pair. Mind and RC can never be separated even in pralayam. Even in pralayam, you cannot separate the mind and reflected consciousness.
Chidachichaya means archidabhasa. Both are one and the same. Only at the time of Videha Mukti alone, the mind is permanently destroyed. Apparaku idu irundunde irukum. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. That's why, you know, who is having birth and death? This body is just an outer shell. This is just outer shell. That jiva alone enters into the other body. Therefore, especially in Indian philosophy, we give importance to the sukshma shariram, not sthula shariram. We never bother about this sthula shariram. That's why in traditional families, they never take tablets, medicines also. They exhaust this prarabdha. They ignore this body. They take care of the punya papa to the subtle body. They are very much worried about the sukshma shariram, not the sthula shariram. But you see the Western culture, they are very much bothered about the sthula shariram. Namak sthula shariram kanakke kadiyadadu. Namak kanakkalla edukanna sukshma shariram. You have to settle your account with the
the account we have to settle with the sushma sariram. Enna idu erkane vandachu, idu already it is going to exhaust. That's why they are working for that sushma sariram. All these punya karmas they are doing, vratams, everything sushma sariratikaga. Adanal if you see the traditional families in India, and if you go to villages, you will wonder. But avangalukku indha sariram gross body vandu or kanakke kediyadu. They don't bother about this. This already has come into existence. The prarabdha is going to You can note down any questions you have after the class also, you can ask. Okay? So, this mind and reflected conscious, only they are separated, means physically you cannot separate. You falsify the mind. Once you falsify the mind, this chidabhasa also is dissolved. Reflected consciousness also dissolved. It's not a big issue for a Vedantic student. And only adi falsify pandrathu kashtam first. Dravya amsa falsify pannanum, inert you have to establish. Because of me the consciousness it is evident. Appadi namu have to analyze it. Then the second pair is the mind and the body, deha. Chidabhasa and ahankara, the first pair. Ahankaram chunna enna chunna manas. Words will confuse us sometimes. Illada confusion varum sometimes you study these shlokas. அகங்காரன்னா இங்க மனசு தான். ஓகே, இந்த மனசு வந்து சிச்சாயா, ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் அண்ட் மனஸ் அண்ட் தேஹா செகண்ட் பேர். த ரிலேஷன்ஷிப் இஸ் டெம்பரரி ஹியர், தட் இஸ் அப் டு ஜானம், தட் இஸ் பர்மனென்ட். வாட் மைண்ட் அண்ட் சிதாபாசா ஆர் பர்மனென்ட் அப் டு ஜானம். ஈவன் பிரளய கம்ஸ் ஆல்சோ இட் வில் நாட் கோ. வென் இட் வில் கோ? விதேக முக்தி, ஜீவன் முக்தி, அப்புறம் விதேக முக்தி, அப்போதான் போமா. வேர்ஆஸ் இந்த செகண்ட் பேர், த ரிலேஷன்ஷிப் இஸ் மைண்ட் அண்ட் பாடி ரிலேஷன்ஷிப் இஸ் டெம்பரரி. இட் இஸ் டெம்பரரி. வாட் இஸ் தட் பாண்டிங் பிரின்சிபல் பிட்வீன் த மைண்ட் அண்ட் பாடி? என்ன கர்மஜம். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஒன் இஸ் சகஜம். எங்கெங்கே மனசு இருக்குமோ அங்கெங்கெல்லாம் ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் விழுந்துடும், அவ்வளோதான். எப்படி என்ன என்ன கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் எவ்ரி ஆல் பர்வேடிங். ஸோ அது வந்து சகஜமாக ஃபார்ம் ஆகிடும். வெரஸ் தட் பாடி அண்ட் மைண்ட், தட் அசோசியேஷன், தட் ரிலேஷன்ஷிப் இஸ் நாட் சகஜம் பட் கர்மஜம். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் யுவர் சஞ்சித கர்மா இட் வில் பிகம் பிராரப்தம். ஸோ வாட் இஸ் தட் பியாண்ட் பாண்டிங் பிரின்சிபல்? கர்மா. Keeping association with what? Sthula Shariram. That brings dissociation also. Once that body, Prarabdha, is over, that body, mind will get detached. Like yesterday you saw the bogies, you know, the goods, wagons, detached from the main engine. All those bogies are like Sthula Shariram. A engine is called சூஷ்ம சரீரம். அந்த இன்ஜின் போய் என்ன பண்ணும், இன்னொரு போகி கூட அட்டாச்சு. தட் இன்ஜின் ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங், திஸ் போகி இஸ் ஓவர். அது மாதிரி திஸ் மைண்ட் இஸ் லைக் ஆல்சோ லைக் இன்ஜின், இட் கோ ஆன் சர்ச்சிங் ஃபார் அனதர் பாடி அண்ட் ட்ராக் மேலே போய் திருப்பி ஸ்டார்டிங் த ஜேர்னி. தேர்ஃபார் திஸ் இஸ் த செகண்ட் பெயர். த தேர்ட் பெயர் இஸ் சாட்சி அண்ட் மனஹா. த தேர்ட் பேர் சாட்சி அண்ட் த மைண்ட், தே ஆர் நாட் கனெக்டட் அட் ஆல். மனஹா அகங்கார, சேம் மைண்ட், போத் ஆர் நாட் அட் ஆல் கனெக்டட், எவர் செப்பரேட்டட் ஓன்லி. But they appear as though together because of what? Bhranti janyam. Bhranti janyam means because of ignorance. Sakshi is an absolute reality, whereas this mind is vyavaharikam.
it is not real. Between these two, relationship is not possible. Relationship is impossible. So therefore, it is born out of what the sakshi and mind association is because of bhranti. The snake and the rope association is because of what? Bhranti. Really, there is no snake, but you see the snake upon the rope, born out of, it is naturally born, or because of karma it is born, or because of bhranti it is born? Because of bhranti. So if on the bhranti da nam sort out panna porom. Okay, as long as this body is karmajam, deha manas sambandha will be there. As long as the mind is there, the chidabhasa will take place because of original consciousness, that is sahajam. Adi patti namakku kavalaye ille. So what is the problem here? Anna, in the bhranti janya tadatyam, between sakshi and the mind alone, we have to understand. Because of that only, all the problems, sorrows. So the sahajam, karmajam, it's no problem. It will exhaust. Therefore, we have to see that only. Trividham kramat. Kramat means respectively. Respectively means ahankara, chichaya, sahajam. Sahajam, their association is very natural. Ahankara deha association is karmajam, born out of karma, sanchita, agami, prarabdha. And ahankara plus manas plus sakshi association is bhranti janyam. They will not give much problem. This sahajam, karmajam, more than that, the problem is here. Bhranti janyam alone is a problem. That is only we have to analyze. We'll see that more in the next class. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi harihi om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.